It's 9:02 on February 27th, 2023. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Is there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move down to approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 470753 through 470801. No warrants, one transfer or journal entry.
Second. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for February 17th, 2023 and February 21st of 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for February 21st, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Guys, did we the motion in exec
on the 21st?
Yeah. Did we come out and then move to adjourn?
On the executive session, actually, I recall that motion being motion
to come out
and adjourn.
Yeah, it and was, you made it the was, motion.
You made that motion to be both. So with correction.
Yep. So move to approve the February 21st, 2023 minutes with corrections. Or do we need to go back and...
Did you want to amend your motion?
To we already voted on it, though, so it's not really amending a motion.
Pardon?
We're not amending the motion.
Since we did vote on it, it wouldn't be an amendment. It would be to remake a motion. Yeah. Okay. So we do have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Sorry.
No.
I caught that earlier.
Good. Mm-hmm. Next on our agenda is the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road. This is Jimco Products. We have in front of us Devin Huff, Road and Bridge Administrator.
Good morning.
Good morning, Devin.
That easement would be for turnaround on the road. It took a while to get it. People out of state would have to get signature from. That'd be off of 165 highway.
I'm trying to pull it up. Where's that exactly?
Off of State Road, right there by Explosive Contractors.
Oh, okay. You guys have any questions on it?
No questions.
I have none.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Line between Taney County and Jimco Products.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next section here is grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes between Daniel Vernon West, Susan K. Davis, and Vicki Lou Schaefer.
That's what it's saying.
Same thing.
The same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Daniel Vernon West, a married person, Susan K. Davis, a married person, and Vicki Lou Schaefer, a single person, in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Moving down the agenda, the next thing we have is penalties and interest per parcel number 18-1.0-01-002-002-007.000 per statute 52.240. Good morning, Ms. Mona Cope. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. Yes, I had an email from an attorney representing the company that owns that property. What we're calling it is a misdeed. That would be falling under subsection 2 of 52240, other reasons to waive penalties and interest. What had happened is they bought the property August of 22. The deed covered two parcels. They were not aware of that. One parcel was put in care of them and mailed to them. The other parcel, the one in question here ending in 007000, was not put in care of them and not mailed to them. So they paid the one that they received, not realizing there was a second bill out there. So the owner that received the bill did not forward it, but they did forward the delinquent notice we mailed February 1st. So now they've contacted me asking if they could pay it and have penalties and interest removed. And based on the information I have, I agree with them that I would recommend penalties and interest being waived due to misdeed.
What? So it's on that parcel you said ending in 002-007?
Yes.
Do you guys have any questions?
Isn't there, for 2023, isn't that going to be combined into one parcel?
It's been requested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was kind of a mix-up on the
There's
survey.
There's a miss. The reason it wasn't put into the new owner's name 100% was because of the plat. One part of it has the property being called 5A, but in the written description it calls it 6A, so they've asked the title company and the surveyor to make that correction. Once that correction's made, then it can be put in the new owner's name, and then it can be requested to be combined.
Okay. Any further discussion?
No, that's great.
Move to approve the waiving of penalties and interest for parcel number 18-1.0-01-002-002-007.000 per recommendation of County Collector Mona Cope.
Second for discussion.
Second with discussion.
It would actually be per statute 52.240 that gives us the authority to do that.
It gives us the authority, but we always recommend, we always wait on the recommendation from the County Collector. I can make a different motion if you'd like.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Cope.
Thank you.
Next thing we have on our agenda is the approval of the addendum to drug screening service agreement number 23-020, HR Human Resources.
You guys have any questions?
What I found is we had our tox screening has changed ownership. Is that correct in my reading of this? And also attached with this on February 23rd, 2023, our attorney, Mr. Elliott, has reviewed and does approve of the addendum as a form.
Move to approve the addendum to the drug screening service agreement by and between Taney County and Thomas Medical Testing, LLC, doing business as KT Health Clinic.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The approval of traffic safety grant authorization, number 23-021S, Sheriff. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Is this something we've
We've been doing it every year with the MoDOT Center, Department of Public Safety. It's to get funds to create the overtime for our deputies to go out and pull the extra for DWIs, traffic enforcement during peak season.
Right. Okay.
We pretty much do it May through around Labor Day.
Okay. Move to approve the traffic safety grant authorization.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda is the approval of Sunshine Law Policy 2023.
Did you get it corrected?
Yes, got it corrected.
I didn't, did I?
You didn't.
You said you did. That's okay. Yep. As long as you took it.
Yes, I do have the original. It's number 23-019, Commission.
Any questions?
No. The revisions in this, my understanding is correct, is the changing of the placement of the clerk. Yes.
Move to approve the changes to the Sunshine Law policy pursuant to section 610.028 subsection, 028.2.
Did you say your motion was to approve the changes in the Sunshine Law policy?
It was last adopted in 2011. So it'd be an updated Sunshine Law. I'll amend my motion to say move to approve the Sunshine Law policy as presented.
Thank you. Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. At this time, we'll open up our rezoning hearing, public hearing, and at this time, I will turn it over to our administrator, Mr. Scott Sterrett.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to the February 27th, 2023 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for the cases, is Exhibit C. A staff report for each case shall be read following any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment. The County Commission will consider the application for a vote. First application is order number 02-27-2023-01. So on February 13th, 2023, the Planning Commission recommended approval to the County Commission to approve the rezone request of three parcels. Parcel numbers 18-1.0-11-004-001